This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Well, I see you're still enjoying the holidays, Brian.
Advanced Selling Podcast. I'm Brian Neal.
Did you hear that? For those of you not watching, you can probably hear us. He's got a vat of wine here on the table.
This is my third bottle today. It gets me nice and relaxed for the podcast. Let's the ideas flow.
And the topics flow.
This was actually my gift from our producer, Jill Van Arsdal. Mm-hmm. Say that properly. And very nice of her to get me a bottle of wine.
Who also gifted us Santa.
She did.
And the Red Ball.
Very festive.
And you're probably saying, well, wait a minute. Christmas was 2 or 3 weeks ago. But as with most males, we leave stuff up till June. So this will probably still be up
now,
in the next few weeks.
That's not a sweaty ball, is it?
No, it's not.
I don't
not.
Think it is. Okay. Because Ben & Jerry's now has the sweaty ball ice cream, I believe.
That.
So it's a brilliant thing. Little call back to you Saturday Night Live fans. Okay.
Good.
January.
It's January 2012. Yep. Hope you had a great holiday, and you're off to the races here for next year, for this year. Election year, so that's probably going to weigh into everybody's mind a little bit.
Except for those. Well, I know everyone in the world kind of cares about the United States presidential election. I believe that they do.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that happen in this country that are a result of the election year, so we'll see. But so this week's topic, we're talking first of the new year. We thought it would be interesting to talk a little bit about some of the hopes and dreams we have for the sales profession.
Yeah, and I think as we head into 2012, I don't know about you, a lot of my clients, a lot of people that I talk to are very happy to see 2011 go.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind 2011, but a lot of people, I think, either the economy didn't come back quick enough for them, they struggled a bit either personally, financially. Most of my clients had pretty decent results, but I think it was just hard.
Yeah.
It was just a year that wore everybody out, and I think everyone's really excited about 2012. So we thought, hey, what would we hope happens for our profession in 2012 mm-hmm. that didn't happen in 2011? If we looked at the end of 2012, and this was January 3rd or 2nd, 2013, what do we hope would have happened? So you've got a couple of things written down there.
We're thinking about this as it's 2013.
What is our hope? Yeah, what is our hope that that?
What about if we think about it like it's 2014, looking back on 2013, wondering how 2012 was?
There you go.
Because it had been a year now since 2012 was over.
It's kind of like that scene in The Jerk when he's laying next to his girlfriend and says, you know, when you left, it seemed like 3 days, but it was only a day. But then you came back for a day, and that seemed like a regular day. But then you went away, and that day seemed like 5 days. Remember that scene?
Of all the movies
brilliant.
I've ever seen, that has – oh, it's a
brilliant
one-liners.
Okay, well, can you want me to start? We'll see where
go
this
ahead,
goes.
Go ahead,
okay,
yeah.
So one of my hopes for our profession is I hope that people in our profession start to give credence to – and I know our listeners do, but more so start to feed their inner game on a regular basis. I think there is not near enough – attention placed on the mentality and the psychology behind the sales process. And I think that's a huge disservice to everyone. It's a huge disservice to the individuals, huge disservice to the customers that buy things from the individuals. And so I'd love to see a transformation and a focus of individuals feeding their own inner game, their mentality, and their psyche as they go out into their sales world.
So for the tens of thousands of people who just started listening to the podcast in the last 2 weeks because
correct.
They're on a mission to accomplish big
they
goals,
are.
Give us what you mean by the inner game.
Inner game is essentially how I think and feel in my mind prior to what I say and do externally in the marketplace.
Okay.
And I think a lot of attention is given to what strategy do we employ and what words do we use, and not enough attention is given to what mentality do we embrace before we head out into the marketplace. It's very simply put, it's how I think and how I feel on a regular basis and how tuned into my own thoughts and feelings and what platform do those thoughts and feelings rest upon.
That's good. Very good.
Is that right?
Yeah, here's one thing I hope for the profession. I hope we can somehow get away from the overemphasis on process and move into the a similar emphasis on skill set.
Mm.
And, you know, Brian and I and Brooke Green, our associate here, we all are out calling on people and we're out training sales forces. And it never fails to amaze me how sales managers and CEOs think if I bring in a sales process, that's going to fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, especially if you have very little emphasis put on the skill sets around the process. I was on a a call a couple weeks ago with a client out in California, and we were talking about some of the things they want to accomplish in 2012, and some they have some really big goals. And as we started to look at the skill sets required this year versus 2 or 3 years ago, they're very different.
Yes.
And so what used to be a skill set of making a cold call is now a skill set of making a speech.
Yep.
What used to be a skill of finding the pain now is a skill of writing an article that portrays the pain so someone else can ask for your help or seek you out. So
yep.
there's part of the skills are never going to change, you know, ability to ask good questions, ability to develop relationships, all those things. But I think it's interesting to think about the emphasis on skill set, not just process.
Yeah, and it's interesting. There's also a compulsion among CEOs, I believe, and for those of you who are salespeople or sales managers, you might feel this, to try to processize everything. And I found it to be very, very difficult to processize human beings.
Yeah.
You can have human beings follow process, and that's great and wonderful, and you can measure inputs. I totally embrace that. But you cannot turn human beings into machines and have a repetitive, super predictable outcome.
No.
You can have a relatively predictable outcome, but you have to be really careful not to jam human beings into a process and try to mechanize it. It just doesn't work.
That's good.
Just haven't found it.
Good.
Can I go?
Yeah,
I've got a bold hope for our profession, and that is that I hope that cold calling becomes extinct.
Yeah.
I hope that people that are in school, that are learning sales degrees, people that are getting their first sales jobs are never, ever taught the idea, the concept of and the how to make a cold call. I'd love to see it completely wiped off the face of the earth like the dinosaurs. I think with today's technology, the use of LinkedIn, the connector base, the ability to share information, connect socially with people, the idea that we are still going to actually pick up a phone and call someone in the middle of a day that we don't know, to me, is just archaic.
Yeah. And get voicemail.
And get voicemail.
You know you're get
and
it.
Then craft a message to get a good voicemail to get a call back.
And then call us and say, what should I say
what
on my voicemail?
What should I say on my voicemail? Right. Right. Yeah. I'd like to see it become completely extinct and really have us develop a better platform to use the tools that are available, like whether it's LinkedIn or Google Plus or whatever you're using to help interact with other people.
You know, you said a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if it was on a podcast or just in one of your pithier moments.
Or after three bottles of
after three bottles
2006, the trial of
Boone's,
John Minford
Boone's
Cab.
Farm.
Could it be Boone's Farm?
You said something that we all agree with and talk about here, and that is that we've been given this unbelievable gift called the Internet.
Yes.
That even 5 years ago, we didn't have. And we forget, I mean, we had the Internet 5 years ago, but we didn't have the tools that we have today, LinkedIn, Facebook, podcasting, although we had it. It really wasn't as evolved as it is today. We're not evolved, but the podcast medium is. And so why not take advantage of it? And sometimes we just don't take advantage of it, and it's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. And I think the way people should use these ideas is you come up with your own, right? You come up with your own hope for yourself and for your own sales team and that sort of thing and start to evolve into these things.
Yeah, good. Right? I've got a fourth here, unless you want to go again.
No,
you were getting ready
to
do four?
No, you go ahead.
Right. Number four is I hope for the profession that – did I start that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's good.
I hope for the profession that we can become better at demonstrating our value to our prospects before they buy. It's one thing to demonstrate the value after someone buys from us, obviously, but it becomes very difficult sometimes because we've all been conditioned, I think, to not give our prospects too much information.
Right.
And so then they get ready to make a decision. And if one of the three vendors has done a great job of demonstrating their value to the customer and you haven't, you're out. And they might use excuses like, well, your price was too high and we had a current relationship and all that. But it could get back to you just didn't do a good job of demonstrating that. So the point is, how do you package your value? How do you package your expertise, your knowledge, and demonstrate that in a way so the customer can't not buy you?
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
Do I have time for
one? Yeah, you got time for one more.
I've got one more because
we're on a
it was kind of the
here.
Same thing. Is that my hope for our profession is that our profession embraces this idea of positioning themselves as experts in their business, not in their business of whatever it is that they do. So if they sell forklifts, not in the business of forklifts, but in the business of the industry that they serve. So whether that's transportation or logistics or whatnot. And it really speaks to exactly what you said, which is I've got to find a way to A, realize that I have a ton of knowledge that people will pay for. And then secondly, I've got to be able to then package that knowledge and position it in a way that people can look at it, read it, listen to it, watch it, consume it, and go, I want those
That's
people
my guy.
Involved
yeah.
in my new build of my warehouse, or I want that person involved when we redesign the racking thing because they know what the heck they're talking about.
And I feel like I know them already, even Absolutely. Before I call them.
Absolutely.
We're going to be talking about the whole expert positioning thing a lot in 2012. And we said a couple weeks ago that we're not going to be talking about it every podcast, but in a way we might, because this strategy really touches upon all the things that happen in the sales cycle.
It does.
So we'll be kind of reinventing it and kind of reintroducing it here in the next couple weeks. And you'll be hearing a lot about this. And we hope that you'll take some of these messages to heart, and we'll be giving you some assignments too.
I thought I was stroking my own beard, but I was really stroking the Santa's beard. So we will see you next time with Out of the Christmas Stuff.
That's
we'll be
right.
Time to head in the new year.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.